I'm Dan Klefstad. If you're driving this holiday weekend, you'll pay more to fill up your tank in Illinois. A 19-cent per gallon gas tax increase took effect this week. Governor J.B. Pritzker says there are plenty of good reasons to pay more at the pump. Sam Dunklaw has more.
For starters, he says, the gas tax increase is helping to pay for Illinois' $45 billion statewide infrastructure plan, as well as supporting the construction workers needed to complete the projects listed in that plan.
We're putting a lot of people to work. We're also attracting jobs from businesses that will want to be here because of the upgraded infrastructure that we'll have all across the state of Illinois.
The gas tax hasn't been raised since the early 1990s and is now indexed to inflation, meaning the tax will rise as the rest of the economy does over time. Pritzker says the money it raises will go directly toward road and bridge construction and repair, thanks to a constitutional amendment voters passed in 2016. I'm Sam Dunklaw.
A former U.S. Secretary of Transportation is applauding the Illinois General Assembly for passing its first capital bill in 10 years. Former Congressman Ray LaHood from Peoria says the bill was long overdue.
The first thing that a business looks at when they look at an area is the infrastructure there. Are the roads in good repair? Is there good sewer and water? Are there good facilities? And this capital bill really addresses us catching up.
The Republican says he hopes the bipartisan effort will lead to more consistent infrastructure funding in the state. A Cook County judge ruled the Illinois General Assembly violated the state constitution when they voted in recent years to freeze their pay. The ruling handed down this week is the result of a lawsuit filed by two former Democratic state senators, Michael Noland of Elgin and James Claiborne of Belleville, against State Comptroller Susana Mendoza. Judge Franklin Valderrama says the state constitution is unambiguous about prohibiting lawmakers from making changes to the pay they receive in their current terms. The judge issued no orders and scheduled another hearing for August 7th. Mendoza, in a statement, called Valderrama's ruling complex and unfortunate. She says she will fight the ruling. Spokesperson for Attorney General Kwame Raoul says the office is reviewing the decision. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. As we celebrate Independence Day, the weather forecast looks to be about average. Scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high near 90 degrees. That's in line with the daily average of 89 for the high and 69 for a low. The National Weather Service in Paducah, since 1937, 76 of the 81 holidays have had daytime highs in the 80s or 90s. Precipitation has been mixed over that last 10 years or so. 5 days no rain and more than 2 inches of rain in 2016. Alexander County officials are begging for help with the sandbaggers as they fend off spreading seep water. Lots of water and other hydrating drinks are needed as well to help those volunteers battle the heat. Bobby Cavins with Southern Seven Health Department says getting water in a timely manner isn't as easy as you might think.
We're going to take one of our Head Start buses to the Anna Jonesboro National Bank in Anna on Main Street and try to fill it up with water and Gatorade and Powerade drinks for the volunteers and National Guard that are down there.
Southern Seven's Medical Reserve Corps is hosting that collection. They're calling it Flood the Bus. It's from 9 a.m. to noon tomorrow at the Anna Jonesboro National Bank. A patriotic celebration took place yesterday in Williamson County as local and state officials turned out for an unveiling and ceremony designating Veterans Memorial Overpass. It's on Route 13 at the Wolf Creek Road in Craneville. Representative Dave Severin and State Senator Dale Fowler said they were proud to host the event.